Chapter 3. A baffling record of a long-ago secret marriage lay on the table in front of my mother and me. I had worked on deciphering those faded backward letters while my mother napped. Now I almost wished I hadn't, because they opened a door to an unbelievable event that had been unknown to either of us until today. "But, Darcy, I don't know this man, this Markham Caldfell. My father, your grandfather's name, was George Daniels. My parents were married on December 27th in the same year that's on the sheepskin, 1918. Look there. You've written that Mama and this Markham Caldfell were married on October 7th, 1918. I shrugged. "That's what was faded into the sheepskin." My mother gazed again at the accusing page. "Maybe somebody did this as a joke, do you think?" she asked in a small voice. "Whoever wrapped this all up took the trouble to put it where they didn't think it would ever be found. I just imagine that the person tossed it in the well and had no idea it snagged on something before it hit the water." My mother had come downstairs for lunch, ready for the tomato soup and cornbread I had waiting for her, but neither of us was hungry. We had been knocked for the proverbial loop by the faded message on the sheepskin. "What I think, Mom, is that a page from a Bible was wrapped up in that old skin. It must have been put into the sheepskin print side down, then the gun put in on top of it. I mean, that much is obvious. Only thing is, what was the purpose and who threw it in?" "Yes, who and why?" she repeated, vertical worry lines forming between her eyebrows. "Somebody wanted to get rid of the marriage record and the gun. But why not burn the page? That would have completely gotten rid of it. There had to be a reason that the page and gun were together. One has to be connected with the other." She sighed. "Oh, I just don't know, Darcy. I've never heard of such a puzzle. It seems like a nightmare." "I know. This seems to be credible evidence that Granny Grace was married before she married Grandpa George. It even lists the witnesses and the preacher, a Reverend Hopkins, and lists the place where they got married as Siloam Springs, Arkansas. Did Granny ever speak of a first husband?" Mom shook her head. "Of course not. And if she had been married twice, somebody would have said so. If my mama had been married before she married Papa, you know that everybody in Levi would have known. In a small town like this, everybody pretty much knows everybody else's business." "Not necessarily. Siloam Springs is several miles away, and travel and communication in those days weren't nearly as good as they are today. Even though Granny and this Markham fella got married in Siloam, at some point, Granny was back in Levi. Didn't she live here when she married Grandpa George?" "Yes. So far as I know, they didn't live anywhere else but out there on that land close to the river, the place where we're going to build our house. I've got my mother's family Bible. It has a marriage record right in the front. I'll go get it." She hurried to the front room and soon came back to the kitchen table with a large, leather-bound Bible. She opened it to the front. "Look, Darcy. Just look at that." On the beautifully illustrated flyleaf was a record written in the flowing style of a few years ago, attesting to the fact that George Daniels had married Grace Wolfe on December 27, 1918, in Levi, Oklahoma. "I've looked at that record many times, Mom. It has been on our bookshelf since Granny died. Nobody ever hid it away somewhere, but even though we hate to admit it, this page that Cub brought up bears a different record. The question is, why was it kept secret, and why was it hidden? Or maybe somebody just filled in the blanks, wishfully thinking, and the marriage to Markham didn't happen at all." Mom turned her coffee cup around and around in her saucer. She started to take a drink, then set the cup back down. "Are you all right?" I asked. "I don't know if I am or not. I feel like my world has tilted." "Please, eat your soup and cornbread, Mom. It has been snowing lightly while you slept, and it would not be a good day to get out. But tomorrow, weather permitting, and if you feel like it, I think we should take this old gun to Grant. We might not be able to figure out the marriage license, but maybe he can help us identify the gun. old guns and their history are a hobby of his. If we knew more about the gun and its age, it might shed some light on everything else. You're right, Darcy. Tomorrow, bright and early, we'll go see the sheriff.